am back to talk to you guys. I haven't been on here in a couple of days, and I'm trying not to talk too loud because my daughter's still asleep. But yeah, so let me just update you guys on some things or whatever. Giving you guys a, I guess, a life update since I haven't been on here in a few days. So, anyway, so Oscar, as I told you guys, I would call him for now. Like, I haven't been talking to him because I told you guys that I didn't want to have anything to do with him. I was done with him. I was moving on with my life. Okay, so I guess he felt away yesterday. So he texts me like nine, I think 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, and he's like, should I delete you? I'm like, delete me from what? He's like, oh, you haven't been talking to me and blah blah blah. And I was just like, it's nothing to talk about. I was like, I don't want anything else to do with you. You know, you used me, you took money from me, you have your court situation, and I said you have a lot going on, and I was just like, I don't want to be a part of that. And I just was like, you aren't the one for me. Actually, I'll send you guys the message. I'll tell you guys the message that I sent because, you know, I don't mind. Let me pull up the message. So I said, I mean, it's nothing for us to talk about. To be honest, I feel like everything just happened too fast. You did a lot of things to hurt me. You borrowed money, never paid me back. You held back a lot. You have your situations you need to deal with, and you just turned out to be what I didn't want you to be. I tried to be there for you, and I felt like I always showed you that I care and I put the effort in. I felt like in the end we're two different people, and I don't think that we should try to be together. I want to focus on me right now and my healing. I don't think you have my best interest, honestly. The day when I cried in front of you, I knew then, like, you didn't care. I knew then that I deserved better. So he then responds back and he goes, I'm not going to even respond back to you because I put everything on hold to be with you and you just didn't get me. You only judge me like now, and that's cool. I'm definitely going to give you your money back, even the 50. I don't want you to think I'm anything, and it's cool. All you did was waste my time like anyone else. To myself, I gave you all of me. I honestly feel my background is what's getting you, and you're judging me off that, which is cool. Let's see if you can honestly find someone who can deal with the many mood swings you have. Have a great life, Sherelle. So, that's what he sent to me. Or whatever. I just was like, the pettiness of it all. It's just funny how I feel like he tried to play victim. It's like, you asked me for an answer. You asked me, was I still going to talk to you? I gave you the truth, and then you want to play victim. Like, I'm judging you. Dude, I was never judging his situation. Why would I judge somebody? No matter what people do in this world, I'm not judging. I'm not God. I can't judge anybody for what they did or didn't do. And if I was judging him once he told me everything, I would have left right then, and I didn't. I still stayed with him. So none of that makes sense. Then he turns around, like I said, and tries to say, be shady towards the end and say, good luck finding somebody that puts up my mood swings. Really? Are you kidding me? I just thought that was laughable because I'm like, first of all, I do have somebody in my life that actually doesn't mind my quote unquote mood swings, according to him. And then just, you're being shady. You want to play victim because I stood up for myself. You want to play victim because you're in the wrong and you're mad. And I just felt like he was a coward because I went to respond back to him and he blocks me. So I'm like, you want to have a civil conversation with somebody. How can you do that if you're blocking me? Like, it's petty and childishness. You're a grown man. You're 28 years old. And you can't even have a mature conversation because you'd rather block me than hear the truth. So it's pettiness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gave you the truth. You didn't like it. And I wasn't trying to be mean. It was just being honest. Like, he's done so much. Y'all don't even know the half. And I finally stand up for myself. And I guess he doesn't like that. So he wants to play victim. But It's cool. So I just took the initiative and blocked him in my phone too, because I feel like my therapist told me a week ago to block him. So he's out of my life, y'all. He's blocked on Instagram. He's blocked on my phone. And I just want to move on with my life. Like, I don't have any, like I said, wishing him the best, but I don't need that negativity and toxicity or whatever in my life right now. Like, I'm moving on to bigger and better things. But I just, like I said, last night really pissed me off because I felt like he just wanted to play victim. Like, he was innocent and he is Mr. I never do anything wrong. And I'm just like, really, dude? Really? And so, because I'm petty, y'all, I used a texting app and I text him and I text him back and I say, it figures you would block me just like the coward you are. And I said, it's, and I said, I never judged you off of anything, which I didn't. And then I was like, well, it's funny because my friend of 13 years doesn't mind my mood swings. I said, have a nice life. Goodbye. I'll never text you again. And then I just deleted the app because I wanted to get, guys, I'm petty. I got to get the last word. And I just felt like that conversation just went completely left. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, as an adult, I feel like we need to learn how to have better conversations. It shouldn't be, oh, you're not saying what I. You're not, you know what I'm saying? If you're not saying what I want you to say, I'm gonna block you. It's like, you make no sense. And then he says, oh, I'm not even gonna respond. How are you gonna not respond, but you respond, and then you block me when I try to respond back because you're petty and you don't want to hear the truth? It's just like, stuff like that is petty. I don't do all that. I rarely block people on my phone unless they have done something extreme to me. It's very rare. I don't even really care to block people because really, I could care less if they, try to reach out or if they try to see something on my page. Who cares? But in this case, I was just like, I'm tired of the drama and the negativity, and I don't have time for these childlike games. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and end it. I'm gonna go ahead and block him on everything and move on. Now he has no access to me. He can't text me. He can't see me on Instagram. And I think it's better that way because I don't have time for that mess. I don't. He's just too immature, and he can feel how he feels. It is what it is. But I don't feel like I'm wrong for anything because, like I said, you guys know some stuff. But if you just knew everything that I've been through in the 3 to 4 months we've been talking, it's ridiculous, and I don't deserve that. I don't deserve it at all. And like I said, throughout our whole relationship, I'm always, well, our whole talking situation, he's always telling me, oh, we're not together, so it's nothing to hold on to. So it's like, why are you mad now that I let you go? Now you're pissed off, but you told me like 3 to 4 times that, oh, we're not together, so it's nothing to hold on to. So I don't know. Like I said, hopefully, wishing him the best, but I'm moving on. Like, I don't need that in my life. I don't do toxic, and I just feel like I don't need to be around that. I don't need to have that around my daughter. He has too much going on. I don't want to deal with his two kids and all the things he has going on with him. Like, it's just, it is what it is. I saw the red flags and I should have went with my gut instinct and I didn't. But, like I told you guys, my guy friend of 13 years, he's been in my life for 13 years, guys. And I met him when I was younger and he was a little bit older than me. And he used to always want to date me. And I'd be like, no, you're too old. I don't want to deal with you. Like, no. Let's just stay friends. So we just stayed friends for years. Like, I'm saying for years we were friends, guys. Like, always stayed in contact, whether it was by text, by phone call, by Facebook. We just always stayed in contact. And then he got married and he had a daughter and everything. And he recently got a divorce. And, he's just, so it's just, we've always, even when he was married, we still talked to each other and checked in. It's just like, we've been really good friends. And we recently, reconnected again. And like we talked on Facebook, and now we've been texting every day since then. So, but this time is different, y'all. Like, I really feel like I'm kind of like happy he's back in my life, you know. And he's actually coming to visit. He's coming to town to visit me because he lives in another a city right now. He's coming in town to visit me, not this week, but next week. So I'm super excited about that because I haven't seen him in like a really long time. So we're gonna hang out and just reconnect. So yeah. But so I just feel like I'm moving on to bigger and better things. And I'm never gonna put myself in a situation like that again. That was just really bad for me. And like I said, like everything just happened too fast. I didn't even know him like that when we exchanged numbers and started hanging out. And I'm talking about Oscar now. That's his stage name. But yeah, so like I said, it just happened too fast. It wasn't meant to be, and I'm glad that that chapter of my life is over. But last night, I just felt like, I don't know, last night I felt bad about everything, and I was upset, and then I couldn't sleep, and I was like, why do I feel like this? And I was just feeling so many different emotions, so many different things, and then finally, I finally went to sleep, finally snapped out of it, and I finally was like, you know what, Sherelle? Stop blaming yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. You know, you're not the problem. He is. He needs to get himself together. And, so I had to like kind of get away, get that out of my head a little bit because I always feel like I'm always the one feeling guilty when people like in my life, I guess I'm always feeling guilty about. So when I finally stood up for myself, because I never stand up for myself, I was shaking. Guys, I was literally shaking because I never stand up for myself. And when I finally said my piece, of course, he didn't like it, but it was just a moment of like, oh my God, I stood up for myself. I held my ground. I stuck to my boundaries. And, it is what it is, y'all. I'm just glad that chapter in my life is over with and I can just move forward and be happy and move on to bigger and better things, Because that's all I really care about right now. It's just focusing on being a good mom, focus on my career and just my future. Like, I think my future is gonna be bright and I think it's gonna be good for me, So I'm like looking forward to whatever is next, So. Sunday, sunny outside, it's beautiful outside, and I'm hopefully gonna enjoy my day, guys. Like I said, I'm still healing, guys. I'm still growing. I'm still trying to get to a good space in my life. And it's all a process. And like people say, not everyone can go on the journey with you. And you have to just know what's best for you. And know what I mean? Like, certain people cannot be in your life. And if someone's willing to walk out of your life, block you, and do all these crazy things, you don't want to be with somebody like that. Trust and believe, they're not the one. Because a real person is not going to, a mature person is not going to do that. But an immature person will, I'm big on communication, y'all. So if somebody can't communicate with me and they feel like they have to block me because they can't communicate, then that means you're the problem, not me. Because like I said, I don't block anybody in my phone. I respect everybody and I try to get along with everybody and communicate. But, people feel the way and that's how they feel and you can't control it. But it's just funny how he said, oh, I gave up my whole life for you. Like, what did you give up for me? What did he give up? I'm just trying to figure it out. Because in the beginning of our relationship or talking ship, you text another female. So how did you give up everything for me? You gave up a dating site that you were using. That's it. That's the only thing you gave for me. You deleted that. Whoop-de-doo.
But other than that, you still were texting other females and withheld a lot of information. You didn't give up anything for me because you wasn't even trying to give me a title. You were like, oh, you need to do this and do that, and then we can date. Really? That's what I find funny, guys. How a man will try to manipulate you and make you look like you're the bad one when they get caught up in their stuff. Like, stop trying to play victim. You know you caused all this stuff. You know you were wrong. Now you want to play victim. So that's how I feel about that. But yeah, can't let it stress me. It's beneath me now, and I'm happy with the person that is in my life because I know that they are not gonna do things like this to me because, they're just not like that. So. I've lost a great deal of people in my life because they turned out not to be who I thought they were, or they turned out to use me, play me, cheat. And, I'm at that point in my life. I'm getting older now, and I don't have time for it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have time for it. I just don't. So, yeah. You gotta. One thing that I'm realizing, especially during the pandemic, is that life is short and you only have one life to live, and you need to live your life happy and live your life for you. Don't live for other people and be happy, And that's one thing that I'm learning is that in the 31 years of my life, I haven't really lived my life for me. I've lived it for everybody else, and I've done things to make everybody else happy, and I've done things that I didn't even want to do in my life just to please other people. And I've always been a people pleaser, and that's not good. It's not healthy, and I gotta stop allowing other people to take over my emotions and other people to get in my head and to make me feel like I'm not worthy. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I've done my whole life, and now it's like I'm setting boundaries for myself. I'm making improvements and trying to do things that will better me. You know what I'm saying? And people have to respect that. And people a lot of times don't like when you set boundaries. When you set those boundaries, they're like, okay, no, she hasn't been doing that. Now she's doing that. So, not everybody's gonna like the fact that you're setting boundaries, but you have to do what makes you comfortable. So, and I'm not gonna allow people to come into my life and take it over or to treat me like crap, which is what I've done, and I'm never doing that again. So that's why I said it's bittersweet, but I don't want people to bring drama in my life or people who are negative or just not good people in my circle of friends or whatever. People who use and do all these things. And like I said, I told him, like, hey, you borrowed money from me, you never paid me back. And he goes, oh, I'm going to give you all your money. You say that, yet in the same breath, you block me. So how are you gonna give me money if you block me? You see what I'm saying, guys? It makes no freaking sense. But I don't even care about the money for real, because I'm not hurting for money. He can have his little money that he needed. I don't really care. I'm not hurting for anything. I don't need him for nothing. And he's the one that needed me, clearly, because he was always bagging me for some money or food or something. So, yeah. And then I just felt like he didn't want to get to know my parents. That's a big thing for me. Like, he didn't mind hanging out with my daughter, but he never wanted to come in my house or anything. Every time he came over, it was like, oh, I'm just going to sit outside in the car and talk to you, or we're going to go somewhere and come back. But he never wanted to come in the house. And I always told him, like, if you want to come inside my house, you're welcome to do so. He never wanted to do that. So it's like, you can't date me and not get to know my family. And then you try to flip the script, like, oh, you got to. Like, you want me to get to know your friends and family, but you don't even come in my house. It was just a lot of things, the drama, him getting kicked out of his dad's house and not having nowhere to stay. It was a lot. And I don't want to feel like I'm taking on somebody else's problem. So I dodged a bullet, a huge, huge bullet, y'all. And I'm grateful for that. But yeah, that's a big thing for me because whoever I date, they have to get to know my family, period. I just felt like, he wasn't willing to do those things, so yeah. So moving forward, you know, it's gonna be nothing but pure happiness from here. No more drama in my life. Just happiness, and that's it. You know.
Whatever, guys.
I have to end this because I need to do my hair. My hair looks a hot mess. And I was braiding my hair last night. So half my hair is braided. The other half isn't. And I got to finish braiding it this morning. Because then I got to give my daughter a bath when she gets up and all that stuff. And so I got to get myself together. And yeah. I got to get ready. Time to get ready. All right, guys, so I will talk to you guys soon. Just wanted to give you guys a little update on what's been going on, but I'm good. I'm gonna be good, y'all. I'm not stressing over no loser. I'm good. Your girl is always gonna be good. And yeah, enjoy your Sundays, guys. Enjoy your Sunday, guys. And I will talk to you guys later. I'm about to finish my hair before my daughter gets up. Peace and love. And do what makes you happy. I will talk to you soon.